do in terms of formal teaching, usually I do a Dhamma talk every Wednesday night and guided meditation. And for the Dhamma talks, I always try to make them very spontaneous. And before I was a monk, I was a musician, and I played all different kinds of music. So I played classical music, where you sit down and you've got all the notes on the page in front of you, and you have to sort of just do the notes just as they were. And I also played jazz. And in jazz, you just sit down and you've got a chord chart, and you go 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you go, let's go, and you just do it. And so I always much prefer playing jazz to playing classical. And so this is why I try to do bebop Buddhism. And so this is one of the hallmarks of the forest tradition teachings, was that they always gave spontaneous Dhamma talks. So in addition to that, we have each week we have a sutta class. Okay. So if you want to know what the sutta classes are like, you can get the CD. We've got the MP3 CD. Do some copies around the place. And I've done that every week since I've been here, sometimes twice a week. And so we try to go through suttas and discuss them, and always taking them on a historical context and the comparative study. So usually focusing primarily on the Pali Sutta, but then using the Chinese for points of comparison as well. So I think it's very, very important. I think it's absolutely crucial that all the monastics who come through here should have a good grounding on the early suttas, the Agama Suttas, and what's actually in them. Okay? And I think it's very embarrassing to have monastics going out there in the world and be teaching Buddhism and not really knowing what it is that the Buddha taught. Okay? And it shouldn't happen. Right? We're all educated people, we're all literate, we can read. And it just takes a bit of consistent effort to be able to read the suttas over a period of years, little bit by little bit. We don't have to become the world's greatest experts, but just to have that familiarity so that we can, again, we can understand some of those basic things where many things get said about Buddhism or Dhamma, or the Buddha said this or Dhamma is this, and we don't really know how to evaluate that. Okay, so once we've read the suttas and we have a good understanding of them, then we know how to evaluate what is really the Dhamma, what the Buddha taught, and what is something that's come up through later years. So, this I think is important. Vinaya classes we also do. We haven't done them all of the time, but we do Vinaya classes from time to time when we think it's suitable. And I've actually mainly been making excuses and hoping that another monk comes who's a good vinaya expert so that he can teach the vinaya classes. We did have one good young monk, Sani Dhammo, taught them for a while, but he left. So we've been doing some since then. But I'd like to do that in a similar way to how we did at Manachart with sharing among people, because often you learn a lot more when you have to teach it, yeah, rather than just to sit there and passively absorb things. Yeah. So this, I think, is very good. And in our sutta classes are perhaps not very well organized yet, but I tend to put a lot of things in there. And so we cover things like Buddhist philosophy, history of Buddhism, and a bit of Pali, and all of these kinds of things. So they tend to get included in the sutta classes. Although actually, what I'd like to do, and if things get a bit more organized, is have more distinct courses on some of those things. So I'd like to do, say, for example, a course in Buddhist history, so that everyone has a decent idea of what, you know, how Buddhism started, where it went, a bit of an overview on that. Also, Pali we've taught from time to time. And so, again, when there's time and when there's enough interest in the community, then I'll teach Pali. And we can. I think it's important that everyone who comes through Sati Monastery should at least have a basic grasp of some of the basics of Pali, even if they don't go on to master it fully, but at least have some kind of idea of what it is. So I think that's important. And I also encourage those people who have some kind of background in Chinese, then I also encourage them to, whenever we're reading the suttas and so on, then I encourage them to read the Chinese versions of those suttas, and so that they can comment if there's any differences and so on. So this also, I think, is important to develop these resources. So these things we do, and then at certain periods during the rains retreat, and maybe some other times, I'll do also meditation interviews. So it's having to chat to people about their meditation, and also I'll do that just from time to time with people as they want to. If people want to come and talk about their meditation and things like that, then of course they can come and make a time to see me anytime. So that's as far as the teaching goes. Of course, we don't, you know, one of the things that we have kept in line with the forest tradition is we're not sort of teaching courses.